Hi there, this is Susan. 大家好，我是 Susan， 欢迎收听生活美语大爆炸100主题。这个节目呢，每一期呢 ，Susan 都会围绕一个日常生活的话题来跟大家分享最地道、最常见的句子和对话。那么今天我们跟大家分享的这个主题就是睡觉起床。我们来看看美语里面睡觉起床有关的常见的句子。比如说 ，I'm going to bed for the night.Good night. I'm going to bed for the night. Good night. 我要上床睡觉去了。晚安。或者我们也可以说 Good night. I'm going to sleep. Good night. I'm going to sleep. 晚安，我要去睡觉了。那么最简单的我们可以回答说 Sweet dreams. Good night. Sweet dreams. 晚安，做个好梦。那么睡觉除了 go to bed 和 sleep 之外，还常见的呢，还有一种睡，就是小睡一会儿啊，叫做 take nap. I think I will take nap. I think I will take nap. 我觉得我要去睡一会儿了。I really need to relax and take nap. I really need to relax and take nap. 我真的需要小睡一会儿。All right, I will wake you up in about an hour. All right, I will wake you up in about an hour.好吧，那一个小时之后呢，我叫醒你。好，那睡觉呢，还有在美式的俚语里面，还有一个词儿叫做 crash。OK， 比如说 ，I'm going to go crash in my room。I'm going to go crash in my room。我要去回房间呢，好好睡一觉。那 crash 这个睡，它的意思是指，在哪里呢？随便凑合的睡一觉。比如说你今天晚上到朋友家去玩，你就跟他呢两个人凑合的睡在一张床上面，或者是呢就在他的沙发上凑合的睡一觉啊。 crash 就是凑合的睡一觉的意思。 OK， 好，那么比如说我们可以继续回答 sleep well, you have a lot to do in the morning. Sleep well, 你睡个好觉，明天你还有很多事儿要做呢啊。或者我们可以说 you really need a good restYou really need a good rest. 你确实需要好好休息一下。好，那么你睡完了，第二天醒来，我们可以问人家说 Did you sleep well? Did you sleep well? 你睡得还好吧？ Yes, I slept very well. Yes, I slept very well. 是的，我睡得挺好的。或者是 No, I couldn't fall asleep. No, I couldn't fall asleep. 不好，我几乎没睡着。啊，或者是呢，有些人呢晚上喜欢熬夜啊，那我们第二天早上哇，看起来一对熊猫眼，我们可以问他说 ，Did you go to bed late last night? Did you go to bed late last night? 你昨天晚上熬夜了吗？或者是你昨天晚上很晚睡觉吗 ？Yes, this jet lag is going to kill me. This jet lag is going to kill me. 啊，有些人呢。坐飞机倒时差，时差综合症 jet lag. This jet lag is going to kill me. 或者你也可以说 I was sleepless last night. I was sleepless last night. 昨天晚上我一夜无眠啊。Sleepless 可以是失眠，短暂的失眠叫 sleepless. OK 啊，那么接下来呢，我们再来学两个句子，叫做 Are you awake? Are you awake? 哎，你醒了吗？Yeah, but I don't want to get up. Yeah, but I don't want to get up. 就好像 Susan 一样，每天晚上早上醒来之后还要赖一会儿床。Yeah, but I don't want to get up. 但是我不想起床。好，那最后一句我们要学的是 You were snoring last night. You were snoring last night. 昨天晚上你在打呼噜啊。Snore 是打呼噜的意思啊。Okay. Oh, really? I didn't hear it.真的吗？我没有听到诶。Oh, really? I didn't hear it. 啊，你自己睡着了打呼噜，当然你不会听到啦。啊，或者是我们可以说 Did I keep you up? Did I keep you up? 诶，我是不是把你吵醒了？ Keep somebody up 的意思就是呢，干扰某人，使某人呢睡不着觉。OK， 比如说我在听很大的音乐，那么旁边的人就睡不着觉了，那么就是说 keep somebody up， OK， 所以 did I keep you up? Did I keep you up? 就是我把你吵醒了吗？好了，那这就是我们今天关于睡觉起床有关的这个话题，我们就分享到这边，你学会了吗？ 那以上这些句子都出自生活美语大爆炸100主题的网络互动课程。如果你想要参加这个网络课程来和 Susan 直接语音互动学习口语的话，你可以加我的 QQ 26536613888来咨询。只要戴上耳麦，无论你在全球各地啊，你都可以和 Susan 一起探索美语学习的无限乐趣。那么这个课程的上课时间呢，是每周一三五晚上的7点到8点，地点是在多贝网的加密网络教室。多是多少的多，贝是贝壳的贝，你可以在多贝网搜索苏珊教美语，那你就可以看到这个课程的一些公开免费视频了。另外呢，请大家关注我的新浪微博 @ 苏珊教美语，微信公众账号苏珊教美语，注意啊，是搜索微信公众账号，不是个人账号。另外我们也有一个口语俱乐部的 QQ 群，群号是11134148484，欢迎你的加入。那每天呢，苏珊都会在我的微博、微信和我的 QQ 群里面跟大家分享更多好玩地道的美语，欢迎你的加入。 So I guess that's pretty much for today. See ya. Bye.